Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we're here to get you ready before first pitch.
We'll have today's starting lineups, and we'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper.
Now, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome in, Brewers fans. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better. My name is Tim Allen. We are getting you ready for the third and final game of this weekend set against the Miami Marlins. The Brewers attempting to break out the brooms and sweep the Marlins out of Miller Park as Junior Guerra tries to bounce back from a subpar performance his last time out opposite right-hander Dan Straley. Let's go back to last night's Brewers victory right away. It was a good one. At least the second inning was good as the Brewers picked up a big inning, and they picked up a game over the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central and others with an 8-4 victory. It was Zach Davies getting into some trouble early as he allowed a couple of walks and a two-run double with two outs. In fact, in that inning, he threw 25 pitches, of which the Marlins only swung at two of those pitches. The Brewers immediately in a two-run hole, but Zach Davies bounces back with a scoreless second, and it set the table for the Brewers' big crooked number in the bottom half of that second inning. In fact, their second biggest scoring output in any one inning this year, second to the eight-run inning against the New York Mets earlier this season. After a leadoff walk to Travis Shaw, it set the table for the Brewers' right fielder, Domingo Santana.
Kohler ahead 0-2. Some pop the opposite way. Stanton at the wall. Stanton cannot make the catch. It's out of his glove. He can't believe it. Domingo Santana has just tied this game up at 2.
And with that game tied at 2, the rally continued. Runners at the corners for pitcher Zach Davies. He put the Brewers ahead to stay with this at-bat.
Tied to the line. Here comes the throw home. Tag applied. Safe. Brewers take the lead 3-2.
Indeed they did. 3 in, 1 out, 2 on. Set the stage for the Brewers' second baseman, Jonathan Villar.
Kohler's 1-2. Arcia scores, and the Brewers have hung a 4 spot in their half of the second.
4-2 at this point, and with the bases loaded, a big strikeout by Tom Kohler to Ryan Braun. No fear there, Travis Shaw, we'll pick you up.
Bases are loaded with Brewers. Shaw with 17 home runs already this year. Lines this to right field in front of Stanton. Davies scores. Here comes the R, the throw, the play at the plate. Safe. 2 more runs in.
A six-pack so far in the second inning. They were not done as the bases were juiced for the new Brewers catcher, Stephen Vogt.
Bases loaded wide. 7-2 Brewers.
And with a 7 spot in that second inning, they take a 7-2 lead. And so much for a shutdown inning for Zach Davies as he allows a couple of runs to the Marlins. They get right back in it. 7-4 after 2.5 innings. Zach Davies would just allow those 4 runs through 6 innings of work. And the bullpen takes it from there. Josh Hader, Jared Hughes, and Oliver Drake scoreless innings in relief. Brewers would tack on another run. Orlando Arcia with a solo shot. Brings that average to .285 on the year for Orlando Arcia. And the Brewers' big second inning. Craig Counsell likes it.
We had a very good inning then. We just had good at-bats against Kohler, and then we were still at Travis had a nice at-bat, and Domingo had a nice at-bat, and Steven Vogt had a nice at-bat. So that was big two-out at-bats there.
And that was win number 44 for the crew this year, opposite 39 losses, back to five games over 500. And the Brewers now turn the page to game three of this three-game set as the Brewers try to sweep the Marlins. Junior Guerra and Dan Straley, let's get the rest of today's starting lineups behind them.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineups. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards. Do you have an upcoming charity event or fundraiser? Call 262-544-0959 to find out how they can help. Waukesha Sports Cards has a great selection of authentic autographed sports memorabilia.
And let's get the Waukesha Sports Cards starting lineup for Game 3 between the Brewers and the Marlins. And we'll start with the Marlins, who come in with a 35-44 mark, 11 games back in the East, and are managed by Don Mattingly. Leading off and doing the catching today, JT Realmuto. Hitting second is right fielder Giancarlo Stanton. Hitting third for the Marlins is center fielder Christian Yelich. Cleaning up is left fielder Marcell Ozuna. Hitting fifth is first baseman Justin Bour. In the sixth spot is the third baseman Martin Prado. Batting seventh is second baseman Derek Dietrich. Batting eighth and playing shortstop is JT Riddle. And batting ninth and doing the pitching is right-hander Dan Straley, who comes in with a 5-4 mark and a 3.44 earned run average. In his career against the crew, however, he is 3-0 with a 1.61 earned run average. Once again for the Marlins today, Realmuto, Stanton, Yelich, Ozuna, Bour, Prado, Dietrich, Riddle, and Staley. And now for the home standing Milwaukee Brewers, who come in with a 44-39 mark, good for first place in the NL Central, and they're managed by Craig Counsell. Today's announced lineup, leading off and getting the start at second base, is Eric Sogard. Batting second and playing first base is Eric Thames. Hitting third is the left fielder Ryan Braun. Cleaning up is right fielder Domingo Santana. Travis Shaw out of the lineup today. We'll hear more on that from Craig Counsell. Hitting fifth for the crew is the third baseman Aaron Perez. Batting sixth and getting the start behind the dish is catcher Manny Pena. Hitting seventh is center fielder Keon Broxton. Batting eighth is shortstop Orlando Arcia. And batting ninth and doing the pitching is right-hander Junior Guerra. Coming in at a 1-2 mark, a 4.54 earned run average through eight starts. And this will be his first ever appearance against the Miami Marlins today. Once again for the crew today in Game 3, it'll be Sogard, Thames, Braun, Santana, Perez, Pena, Broxton, Arcia, and Guerra. Let's get some details on a possible injury to Travis Shaw. We'll check it out with the scoop from the skipper.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, we're exactly 1 hour from start time. Brewers and Marlins as the Brewers try to sweep the Marlins out of Miller Park and get back to six games over 500. My name is Tim Allen. Now let's bring in Bill Baby Tow Schmid, who is fresh back from Miller Park, as you were down there chatting with the guys in the clubhouse.
Family day.
It was Oh, you had a lot of kids running around.
Oh, it was
down
awesome.
There, didn't you?
Kids
all right.
Everywhere. All in the full uniform, though, which makes it so much better.
That's cool, because that brings me back to the 70s and 80s, where they used to do the old father-son-daughter game. It started out with father-son game.
Okay.
And then they had to interface the daughter in there, too, which is cool.
Right, that's
father-son-daughter game. So there was that, and there's also the old-timers games.
Right.
Which nobody really does anymore. I think the Yankees still do.
The Yankees just did theirs maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think they're one of the only teams that continues to do the old-timers game. All right, scoop from the skipper. It was just an hour or two ago when Craig Counsell addressed the media. Where do we start?
We start with the starting pitching staff. Tim, we talked a little bit. In Counts' office today, family day, everyone was running around out on the field, so we sat in a nice intimate setting. And it's a nice little back and forth here. It's a couple minutes long as the audio, but Adam McAlvey, our baseball insider, has a nice exchange with Counts on what they're going to do tomorrow, or yeah, tomorrow for Monday. They need to cover Chase Anderson's start. It's been addressed here early on, Tim, as one start. But as Adam brings up, there's going to be some length here, as Chase Anderson's already said, probably about a month and a half, possibly 2 months, that he's going to be out. So here's the exchange between Adam and Counts on who they're going to go with tomorrow and possibly through this whole DL stint for Anderson.
News for tomorrow?
No. I mean, well, here's, you know, we're just, it's most likely going to be one of our guys internally, but we're just going to, you know, play the game today and kind of see what happens in the game, and then we'll figure out. Yeah, after the game, I'll be able to tell you who's going to pitch. But just kind of never know what can happen, and don't want to limit ourselves during the game today, basically.
Right. Is today one of your?
It won't be Josh. I'll tell you that. Yeah, and I know that'll be news enough for you, right?
Just
really
let's play a game.
Well, I just did. There you go.
Can we throw more names?
Because this will be the first question we get from 79 people.
Because we're putting, I think what we're doing with Josh is we're making progress, getting him into to a relief role, and you know, I mean, you've seen how we've used him. We've been very cautious with how we've used him, and I think we're getting through that phase now, and I like that we're getting through that phase, and it's important that we get through that phase because he's obviously proving to be very valuable, so we want to continue with that progress. And this is about outs for one game. This is about getting 27 outs for one game, and it's how to put together 27 outs for one game, and that's what we're going to look at it like tomorrow, and Josh can be involved in that.
But isn't it? It's 27 outs for like 12 games. If Chase 27 is out for 2 months.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
That's just, yeah. I'm just thinking of, you know, the case for a guy like Hader is it's not just a spot start. It's a whole bunch of starts. I'm wondering how long you want to piece it together like that. Are you comfortable doing that for like this whole period?
Well, we're gonna certainly in Chase's spot, we're just gonna go start by start. I mean, that's how it'll. You know, I don't think whoever starts tomorrow is starting tomorrow, and that's what we'll kind of commit to. There'll be options moving forward with other pitchers, with off days, with, you know, whatever. So
is part of it that Josh just isn't ready, that he could use a little more time than maybe before he's ready for something like that?
I think we feel like this is the best way to use Josh right now.
How much of it too, just going start by start, is just the timing of the All-Star break, of like kind of getting to that point first?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it for sure. I just don't think we're in a spot right now where we, you know, whoever's going to make those starts and whoever's going to, you know, get the first, you know, 9 to 15 outs of the game or 18 outs of the game, it just can change. And that's just where we're at with it right now. You know, I hope to get Brandon Woodruff back, and he might figure in that mix at some point. But, you know, I think where we're at right now, it's best that we kind of worry about today's game, and then, you know, we know we have options to cover 27 outs tomorrow, and then we'll piece it together.
Is Woodruff still looking like roundy after the All-Star break? Like,
well, I think Woodruff's schedule is, you know, as far as I think being ready to compete, you know, in games is probably end of July. Yeah, or last week of July. That's probably a better description.
All right, there was Craig Counsell on what they're going to do when Chase Anderson is on the shelf here. Are you going to piecemeal this thing together, start by start, for 6 weeks?
Isn't that interesting?
We have some talking to do on the postgame show today, so stick around for that this afternoon. Bill, you were down there, and I noticed no Travis Shaw in the lineup today. What's the deal?
Situation with his back, count said yesterday, flares up, and that's why he's not in the lineup, Travis Shaw.
He had some back spasms yesterday. He is doing fine today, actually. So, and he'd be you know, most likely available, I would say. We'll kind of check as the game day goes, but he just had a little, he's had some back spasms yesterday.
Is that something that cropped up on him at all earlier this year, or is that something new?
No.
A little new.
Yeah. So, Travis Shaw, it doesn't seem like anything major, but we're going to find out. Tonight, they'll announce the All-Star rosters here. And as Travis Shaw, speaking of which, you're going to be on it.
Travis, definitely he's at an All-Star level, for sure. There's no question about it. No question about it.
The steadiness is you talked about that before.
Yeah, this is I think Travis's season is the classic like middle of the order production. Like it's what you expect, it's what you're hoping to get from a middle of the order player. And he's done exactly what you're in your best case scenario you're hoping to get from a middle of the order bat.
Indeed, Travis Shaw having one heck of a season for the Brewers this year. There's your scoop from the skipper. As we'll discuss the hot topics, one of which will be the Brewers in that starting rotation spot of the absent Chase Anderson. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, built by Ozinga. Together building better right here on The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew.
Get ready for the roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office, Wisconsin's neck and back injury attorneys.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show on The Fan.
Yeah, the Brewers trying to sweep the Marlins today, 47 and change away from first pitch as Junior Guerra toes the slab for the crew. And yeah, they don't have to salvage. No, the Marlins are in that situation. Junior Guerra. I think that'll be our first question here as we invite our guests on the roundtable here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show built by Ozinga. And we bring in from Chuck and Winkler in the morning, however, not tomorrow morning. Bart is on vacation. Bart, thanks for the time, my friend.
Thanks for having me, buddy. How are you?
Fine. It doesn't matter. Bill Schmidt is here as well. All right, let's get down to down to business here, Bart. The Brewers and Craig Counsell are looking at, going start to start in Chase Anderson's spot. Is he just playing possum here? Is he just playing coy here? You would like to have it one guy moving forward, or would you?
I think you would. I think most teams would. I think that right now with Chase has started, you don't know. You've got the All-Star break coming up, so it's kind of that big matzo ball there. What do? Do you get a guy up here? Do you go with Blazek, who I think he might have thought that down at AAA, Michael Blazek might have thought that he might get the call here. But it looks like what they're going to do is go internally, as he mentioned. And what that means, I think, is just a combination of Paolo Espino and Brent Suter. These guys haven't pitched since Wednesday and Tuesday for Suter, respectively. So as long as it doesn't get out of hand today, as long as Junior can toe the slab and do six innings of work today, the Brewers should be fine. But if it gets messy, then tomorrow's going to get messy, and then that's just going to be a cannonball for the next few days. And then you'll have that game on Thursday that is against the Cubs. You know, that the bullpen needs to shore up here. They've been doing a good job, but you can't have a mistake day now that you have a situation like you're facing tomorrow with Chase.
All right, Billy Schmidt, do the alarm bells ring if Junior Guerra blows up again today? His last start, 8 earnings.
It's something to be cautious for. Going into the All-Star break, you're going to have to make a decision with Junior Guerra in that spot. You have guys at AAA that have pitched better this season, obviously in the minor leagues, but that's a tough place to pitch, especially Michael Blazek out of the in the starter role. He would be an option if Guerra is going to start, if the velocity is down again. That's what we really have to watch here, guys. If the velocity on the fastball is down in 90, 91, instead of their 94 for Guerra, he's going to struggle, and people are going to hit the ball out of the ballpark against him. So for Guerra today, got to get through at least 6. Like Bart said, if it's a short one today, your bullpen's really going to be strapped up here moving forward. You got to go pitcher by committee tomorrow.
Bart, Travis Shaw with some back spasms yesterday. We get the indication from Counsell just a short time ago that he's going to be fine and maybe available off the bench today. An all-star, is it him or Knebel? I mean, one of the two, if not both, but there's your leading candidates. I can't see of anybody else.
No, and it looked like it was going to be Thames for the longest time, but he just hasn't been able to meet the insane expectations that he set for himself with that great April. You would go between Knebel and Shaw. Just in any sort of mock all-star roster I've seen, they're giving the Brewers one guy, and that's Corey Knebel, which is more than deserving of it. With Shaw, it's just a logjam at that position. But, you know, just watching Shaw yesterday a little bit, being at the game, I just thought to myself, and I turned to my brother as they're in the stands, I said, man, even though he's as well as he's been playing and as well as the Brewers did in that trade against the Red Sox, and as much as I think Brewers fans like to gloat about that trade with the Red Sox, I still don't feel like he's as appreciated as he should be. He came in here in a position where the Brewers have really had nobody consistent for the longest time, maybe Aramis Ramirez if you want to go there, sure. But he's just come down there and done a lockdown job, and I still don't think he gets enough credit for what he's been able to do this season. The all-star, I'd say Knebel, but Shaw, I mean, he's deserving. There's no question about that. I just don't know if there's slots for him.
Billy, Travis Shaw, is he a long-timer here in Milwaukee?
I think so. Also, Corey Knebel, they just had his family day today. I heard him talking about it in the clubhouse. Just wanted to throw that a little congratulations out. Him and his wife, Danielle, are going to have a girl. She threw a pitch to him, and he busted open a baseball and a bunch of pink smoke or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Flew out. So probably going to be an awesome day for him. Going to be voted into the...
I meant to say congrats, too.
Yes, indeed, Bart.
But probably going to be an all-star and find out that. But Travis Shaw has an opportunity, as we've alluded to on the post-game show. He's a versatile guy. Third base, he says it's not his natural position. I think he's a long-timer. I think he could slide over there to first base. He'd have an opportunity there. But his bat in the lineup, I think your counsel said it earlier today, it's one of those where you look at he is having one of those seasons that – you believe for a middle of the order guy. That's what you hope to get out of him.
He's been
a constant guy, 17 home runs or 50 RBIs. Shaw has an opportunity to make himself some money, I think, in this offseason. I'd be a very okay locking him down 5-6 years, buy himself out of some of that arbitration. You don't have to worry about that. And you do make him a fixture of this rebuild.
All right, Bart, and we will talk more about that, Billy, tomorrow afternoon as the postgame meets the big show. We're going to talk about Travis Shaw, among others. But I agree with you, Billy, that Travis Shaw should be signed long-term. Bart, I haven't talked to you since the debacle at Miller Park with the baseballs flying out of the stands. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the guy that got hit, I mean, Joe West getting hit in the head. First of all, did anybody figure out who did that yet? I haven't seen anything.
When I was down at Miller Park today, there were some pictures floating around the security team. And, dude, it kind of looked like your head in one of the pictures, one of the shots.
Were you there Friday night, Bart?
Do you have an alibi?
I'm going to scramble to get one real quick. No, somebody I saw a tweet that said, we have a pitcher that can't throw to a base, a catcher that can't throw at runners, but we have fans that can nail an umpire in the back of the head with precision from 100 yards away.
That's not funny.
That's a terrible moment. That's not good. Anytime that these guys' safety is in question is not good. You had a couple more balls float on the field during the rest of the game. That, to me, any other game, nobody cares. Oh, a beach ball gets on the field. Oh, there's a ball on the field. Nobody cares. But because there was that main incident, then it all gets bundled together, and then everything looks worse. The Joe West incident is awful, and anyone that thinks they can throw a ball on the field, that's not good. If balls accidentally get on the field or somebody drops the ball, I don't know why all those balls are out there. There's like a ball of yarn at one point, it looked like, by Hernan Perez. It's close quarters, things fall over the fence, whatever. But when you're targeting an umpire, that is beyond awful. So obviously I condone it. It was not me. I can't even shoot a three-pointer playing basketball. no way in hell I could pinpoint the back of an ump's head from 100 yards away.
Well, right, that's because I thought you were throwing it just straight into the outfield, and it was that bad that it hooked.
Now that is the hidden wrinkle.
That was Bart, but he was on the concourse that had the speed pitch, and something got away on him.
Jeez. Yeah, or I kicked it because I play soccer. I could have kicked it. Oh, my God. Jeez.
All right, so, Bart, you're off all this week. I'll be in with Chuck tomorrow morning. Are you leaving town? What you got plans? Big vacation.
My biggest plan is going to be Thursday. I'm going to go cover the Cubs and Brewers down at Wrigley Field.
So you're going to work?
In-game. I took a paid day off to go work, to get unpaid.
Now that's dedication.
I have to go there. Because I've been bitching about this rain out. I even brought it up today. I have to go there and see it through. This fake rain
That's
out the
perfect.
Cubs did. I got to go. So I'm going Thursday. I'll call into my show. Our show. It's Chuck and my. It's a Baltimore show.
That's right.
I'll call into our show. I'll call in with updates all day. So
very good.
I will. You know, in radio, you take a couple days off. You don't want to be forgotten. So I'll plaster my mug all over social media. It's actually going to be like I'm never off. It's going to be. Because I'm so insecure, it's going to be like I'm actually there.
You know what would be poetic justice, guys? Poetic justice would be a Brewers pitcher throwing a no-hitter that day in Chicago.
Just tremendous.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, I'm going to be very upset if they get rocked a little bit or if the bullpen is needed and then they carry that into the Bronx that weekend and things go a little astray before the All-Star break.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's where the concern is, because they should have an off day that day. So I will bitch about the rainout game again if I have to.
Very good. Bart, enjoy your day. Happy 4th, and enjoy your vacation week. All
Take
right?
it easy, buddy.
Vacation's already peaked with this phone call, boys.
There you go. There he is, Bart Winkler from Chuck and Winkler, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And we are awaiting first pitch, under 40 minutes away from first pitch. Brewers and Marlins will stop for a sports flash here. Billy, a short time ago, you had a chance to interview
Jared Hughes.
Our buddy Jared Hughes. We'll go inside the clubhouse, check injuries. A new little tidbit on the injury report that's not good, or is it not as bad as we thought? We'll do that next on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Built by Ozinga on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Will today's weather affect the game? Let's get today's field and game conditions. Brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Hardware stores. Locally owned with everything you need to get ready for the big game. Starting with help. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on The Fan.
Little over 30 minutes away from first pitch, Brewers and the Marlins, and break out those brooms. Let's see if the Brewers can seal the deal today, field and game conditions. Now, I questioned yesterday whether or not the roof should have been closed at all yesterday. The forecast that I looked at, you talk about rainout gate down in Chicago, there may have been one here yesterday. Now, I'm no meteorologist, I'm no weather expert. But the two forecasts I looked at had no rain in the afternoon at all. Now, I must say that I stepped out to have a smoke mid-afternoon area, and there was like two sprinkles that did hit. So obviously it was somewhere, but the Brewers felt the need to open up the roof in a middle of a 7-run inning. And if I rewatched that game last night, I don't know if you know this, Fox Sports Wisconsin re-aired the game. So I'm just sitting at home last night watching the Brewers game again. And it was four pitches and the inning was over once that roof started shutting. Did you realize that?
Yeah. I was sitting at Miller Park and that was the first thing I thought of. What? What are you doing? This guy should be fired.
Well, today there are thunderstorms in the forecast
all
today.
Over.
Yeah, all over the place. Some could be severe. So we'll keep our eyes on that for you. About 80, lower 80s, the start time temp. And then, again, showers and thunderstorms throughout. Let that be a reminder also if you're leaving the game and heading to Summerfest tonight.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Good food, good drinks,
good people, and great fun. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Billy, a short time ago, you were at Miller Park, and you had an opportunity to have a chat with our friend Jared Hughes.
All right, Tim, thanks. Bill Schmidt inside the Brewers Clubhouse with reliever Jared Hughes. Jared, how we doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome day. Family day. All the kids running around here. You've been in a lot of clubhouses. These are crazy days. One of the best days of the year, I think.
I think so, too. And this is actually really special, the way that we do it here with going down the slide and stuff. And there's just, I mean, everybody's family's here. It's really nice. It's a great day. It makes you appreciate, I mean, this is a game, but everybody's got families. And, you know, it goes beyond the game. And it's a family here.
So they're getting a chance to go down Bernie's slide?
I think so.
Are you kidding me?
Some of the kids. I think maybe a few of the kids. Don't quote me on that. Well, I guess I'm on the air, so I'm being quoted on it. But I think a few of the kids might have gotten that shot.
It's okay. I wish I could have, but I'd probably break the thing knowing my size. Jared Hughes inside the clubhouse here. So you guys playing well. We're into the second half of the season. That sounded one of those benchmarks we talked about on the show yesterday. When are you going to start buying it? You know, we go, y'all, you got to get to Mother's Day. And then it's June. Then it's Father's Day. Well, we're right in the middle of this thing, man. The All-Star break's a week away.
Right. You have to buy in every day. Go out there and win every day. I think, we've got what it takes to win the Central. We've got a great squad here, and we believe in ourselves. It's just been a lot of fun. I mean, you can see as a pitcher, like, with the defense behind me, with, like, Arcia making these crazy plays, I mean, and with the offense we've got, this is a fun team to play on. So I think that we keep having that fun. We keep that positive energy going. We're gonna go into October. We're going to go deep into October.
Well, and the thing is, too, this is a different feel kind of in the clubhouse. I told Tim and the guys yesterday, it's a kind of a quiet confidence, you know, and like you said, but in the same breath, we said, you know, you guys probably haven't played your best baseball here yet. Even to this point, you're still sitting three games up.
No, I agree. I think there's nothing but room for improvement. And that's something to be said, that we're in the lead right now, and we still have a lot of room for improvement. It's going to be exciting to see what we can actually achieve here, because we've got so many guys that are so young. Even me, I'm not that young, but I feel like I can get a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a team that by the end of the year, we're going to be playing even better baseball than we are now.
Talking about Orlando, we asked Craig yesterday and said, you know, in the last 6 weeks, hitting over 330, and yesterday getting a little scoop of chocolate ice cream, one of the funniest things we've seen. But everybody like him seems to be having a lot of fun, man.
Right. It's a battle out there every day, but all in all, it's a game, right? And we have fun out there. I mean, Arcia is like case in point on that. He's grabbing people's ice cream out there, and then he's making good plays, and he's got like a little like motion he does with Keon. I'm not sure, like a little like a dab or something they do to kind of like communicate that was a good play. But it's fun. Like, these guys, everybody's smiling, enjoying every day out here. And that's what it's supposed to be, because it's a game.
Now, I would like to say, have you enticed any of your guys out in the bullpen to start doing the sprint in?
You know, I've talked to a few guys about it. Carlos is the fastest pitcher, but he will not do the sprint. He refuses. He thinks it's ridiculous. I'm just doing it to stay loose. I enjoy, like, the energy. So I don't think we're going to see anybody else doing it. Suter's got a pretty solid run, though.
Oh, yeah. He gets in there. He moves around. And they're talking when he was in St. Louis, and he had to get the laundry jersey. He's not rushing, everybody. That's just how quick he works.
Correct. Yeah, I know exactly. That pine tar jersey in St. Louis. No, yeah, he's just a fast-paced guy.
All right, Jared, one more question here. 4th of July weekend, you guys are at home for the 4th of July here. That's got to be a cool feeling. I mean, growing up watching baseball on the 4th of July, it's as American as it gets, man.
That's right, and it's my birthday, the 4th of July.
There it is.
Yeah, so no, I'm...
How old are we saying?
It's going to be a quick birthday. It's my 32nd birthday. That's a joke right there.
Well, congratulations.
32. Yeah, so no, it's exciting, and my family will be here, so it's definitely going to be... I mean, it's America's pastime on America's birthday, right? So... Come on out to Miller Park and watch us play.
And even better, Jared Hughes' birthday. I saw two guys with Jared Hughes jerseys sitting in the front row yesterday,
yeah,
and I had to get it out on social media.
That was my uncle and my cousin. They come to a lot of games. They're great fans.
Well, that's tremendous, man. Thanks for the time, Jared, and better baseball to come, man.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show.
Just a little while ago when we got the scoop from the skipper, Craig Counsell mentioned an injury to Travis Shaw, and about fell off my chair here. We don't need that at all right now. Nothing major, some back spasms yesterday. As Counsell said, most likely available off the bench maybe today. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there. It doesn't seem like anything major going on with Travis Shaw. Chase Anderson gets a shot, 4 to 6 weeks. And, you know, again, a lot of speculation on the oblique strain. But we're looking at just roughly at a minimum of a month, probably closer to 2 months rather than 1 month. And, of course, Willie Peralta with the calf strain, targeting a rehab assignment over the All-Star break, and Brandon Woodruff still a couple of weeks out with that hamstring. We'll take a break and come back. Who's hot, who's not? We'll have some Brewers information for you and some former Brewers. We'll do a little pulse check on some recent former Brewers on the Who's Hot, Who's Not up next here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. Who's Hot, Who's Not? Brought to you by AJ Collectibles, the area's most complete lineup of sports cards, memorabilia, and bobbleheads. 7201 West National Avenue, just minutes from Miller Park. This is the only station Brewers fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And we're 20 minutes away. First pitch, Brewers, Marlins. Brewers attempting to sweep the Miami Marlins out of Miller Park. And Junior Guerra on the hill for the crew. AJ Collectibles, who's hot, who's not? We'll have a little fun with this. And let's start with in-house here. Brewers pitcher and player of the month of June. How about Jimmy Nelson? He goes 3-1 with a 2.88 earned run average. And the player of the month, Travis Shaw. In the month of June, hit 279, 8 home runs, 21 RBIs. And by the way, he was also the player of the month in the month of May. So that leads you to believe that Travis Shaw is that steady Freddy that we all think he is. Brewers in the month of June, as an offense, 49 homers, tying a franchise mark. And later on this week, possibly tomorrow morning, we'll have a little chat, Chuck Freeman and myself, but probably later on toward the end of the week. A lot of stories being written about, Billy, you can chime in here, the home run ball in Major League Baseball these days.
Yeah, it's been alarming, I think, to say the least. Counts talked about it a little bit yesterday. When things change this quickly, it's cause for concern. Not necessarily concern, but it makes you aware of it. And pitchers, mostly, you know, we talked to Carlos Torres, who has enough conspiracy theories on his way of saying that it's trying to generate offense. That's what Counts said, too. It's trying to generate offense. You never know what it could be. They're always trying to make sure the balls are flying.
Well, the other thing that's interesting is the strikeouts since 2007. So in just 10 years, strikeouts have gone up 27%. I mean, think about that, 27%. That's amazing. In fact, Major League Baseball teams are averaging 8.23 strikeouts a game.
Well, and it comes back to, I think, also that swing rate in the angle, the launch angle that you're trying to get on your ball. And so many guys are going to uppercuts. I mean, Daniel Murphy with the Nationals is a big component of it. He changed his swing when he was, you know, a 29-year-old ball player, an all-star, and made sure that he was up with the times trying to get his launch angle up, and he goes and hits 30 home runs.
How about we stay with to former Brewers, who's hot, who's not, pulse check. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Recent former Brewers. How about Jonathan Lucroy? 60 games. Do these numbers sound Jonathan Lucroy-like? Hitting 263 with just 4 home runs and 21 Whoa. RBIs.
And how many games?
Like 60 games.
Jeez.
263. Those are Scooter Gennett type numbers.
That's not the Jonathan Lucroy we were getting up here.
Even his on base is down at 311. I mean, that's just so unlike Jonathan Lucroy. When you think about it, guys, this is a final year. There's a team option attached to his contract here in 17. So he's up for free agency. He might be costing himself some cash here. Texas Rangers, Jeremy Jeffress, through 31 appearances, sports a 5.46 earned run average with a 1.6 whip. Well, these numbers not very redeeming for the former Brewers. He is 1-2. That's Jeremy Jeffress on the win-loss. Carlos Gomez, 52 games, hitting 250, 10 home runs, 29 knocked in. His on base is .330, however, so that's okay, I guess. But Carlos Gomez numbers a little bit down. Mike Fiers through 15 starts is 5-3 with a 3.98 earned run average, a whip of 1.3. Wow,
not great.
These whips are amazing.
How much better are these trades looking right now?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Gene Segura in 52 games hitting .327.
Developed into a heck of a ball player.
Five homers, 23 knocked in, and a .376 on base for Gene Segura. Wow, he has really put things together as a fine baseball player. Tyler Thornburg and Will Smith this year, zeros across the board. Due to injuries, they have not played here in 2017. And again, I'll repeat what you just asked. How good are these trades looking now?
Unbelievable.
However,
the Thornburg is the biggest one. Absolute highway robbery.
It was. Now, these numbers are somewhat disturbing, and it just falls into the it figures category. Okay? Ready for these?
Mm-hmm.
Gerardo Parra, in 49 games played, he's hitting .318, six homers, 28 knocked in, is on base, is .348. He's mainly a fourth or fifth outfielder, but he's got some things rolling. How about we stay in Colorado? Now, these numbers will shock you. Mark Reynolds.
Oh, man.
Was he sleepy or was that Chris Carter?
Chris Carter was sleepy.
What was Mark? Grumpy. I think that was it.
Yeah, I think that's what we coined him.
So, Mark Reynolds... through 77 games, he's playing every day, 19 home runs, 61 RBIs. He's hitting .290 with a .378 on base percentage. Is this Mark Reynolds?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that?
A career .237 hitter is Mark Reynolds.
Unbelievable. Hitting .290, .375 plus on base, 19 homers, 61 RBIs.
At 33 years old.
Mark Reynolds. Speaking of first base, how about Adam Lind? 52 games, hitting .324. Six homers, 27 knocked in, .388 on base percentage for the Washington Nationals. These numbers are amazing.
He's just trying to make me money, Tim. Don't worry about that.
I want to end this conversation on some high notes, however. Okay, how about Orlando Arcia?
Boom.
He has raised his average 77 points in the last 40 games.
Wow.
I mean, just a little over a month, 77 points. That is amazing. And finally, you remember a month ago when I said, hey, man, the Brewers need to play some better baseball, and the naysayers were saying, Tim, look at the bullpen. I said, the bullpen's going to pitch better. I'm convinced of it. Why? Because they couldn't pitch any worse. Okay? They not only turned that around, but check this out for the bullpen. Over the last 11 games, have the best earned run average in baseball.
Whoa.
Over 11 games at 1.22.
That's a surge point.
Yeah, you talk about settling in that bullpen. And ironically, the timing when Josh Hader was brought into the fold here.
Funny how that works.
All right, after the last pitch today, make the switch. It'll be the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Billy, you'll join me. Greg Janik, you'll be along, right?
Yes, sir.
A little conversation, hopefully, about brooms. I used to work in a broom.
Did you bring yours today?
Nah, the ex-wife has it.
Oh,
I used to work in a broom factory, though, when I was going to school.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
A broom and a brush factory. Yeah.
More
on that later on. Keep your eyes open for Twitter and Facebook as well. Enjoy the game. You've been listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show built by Ozinga. Together, building better. Talk to you after the game.
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.